Sneaky Sisters by Alexander Jared, narrated by Joy Hayward. Interview, Lucy. Sometimes things just happen. There isn't a rational reason why, it just happens. That's all I can say about everything that happened to me. It wasn't some master plan by me that one day I sat down, put pen to paper, and hashed out like some evil mastermind. Yes, sure, there would have been reactions to situations, and certain situations would have made me think and react with some degree of planning, but the majority was probably my impulse. Let's take my relationship with Annabelle, my sister, for example. She always needs instructions, and for me to be the voice of guidance and reason in her head. She never really has any thoughts for herself, or would be the first voice of the two of us to have a say or valid opinion. It was always me who took the lead. I mean, what was stopping her from being here and speaking? She could well have been present having her say. But she isn't. It's me. It's always me. Maybe she will have her say also, perhaps, but yes, it gets frustrating most of the time, and I will admit that it pushes me to the edge. But she is my sister. What am I supposed to do? To ignore her? To stop listening to her voice? No, that is not an option. And certainly we've come so far with each other that we're committed to being together until the end. So, with Annabelle, I just navigate issues the best I can, as and when they arise. That's how it's been, and I suppose that's how it will be. It's always worked in the past. This particular incident may be different, perhaps. If today is anything to go by, maybe the road we both were on will take an abrupt change of destination. But in the end, no matter where it takes me now, we still will be together, I assume. The situation with Jack and the events ultimately with our neighbour, well, yes, I admit that needed more of a planning aspect, but if I think about it clearly, there were a lot of impulsive reactions there also. I had no choice, really. Annabelle and I are family, and that special bond has and always will come first, no matter what. All we have is each other to look out for. Jack. I am sad over Jack. I really liked him. But in the end, there really was no other way out. He was the perfect tool for us to use. Sounds really horrible, doesn't it? Putting it like that. Like we used him as a tool. But really, there wasn't any other way to deal with the neighbour. I had to protect Annabelle and me. If only that stupid neighbour had kept her nose out of our business, none of this would have happened. You see my point. There wasn't really any planning. It was all an impulse reaction by me to the situation caused by the bloody neighbour. There was no need for her to call the police like that. Then Jack got involved. His hands got dirty with it all. Before you knew it, we had two bloody bodies lying on the floor in our flat. Once again, Annabelle was no use in that situation. She just vanished, hid away. So I had no choice but to improvise and think quickly. Luckily, Jack pulled through eventually. It was touch and go for a while, but I think it all worked out in the end. Well, maybe perhaps not now that I'm sitting here saying all this, but at that moment with Jack, I thought we'd done it and pulled it off. And then comes along Oliver. Well, that was very unexpected. This is where Annabelle should get the courage to speak up and have her voice heard, to explain her actions. To say I'm disappointed, well, that would be an understatement. I honestly didn't know she had it in her. Maybe it was all my fault. Maybe I didn't clearly explain or teach her what should or what should not be disclosed. Maybe I didn't speak out clearly enough for her to keep my words clear in her head. Or maybe she's too thick to understand the real picture here. Okay, that was a bit mean to say. It's not my fault that I got dealt all the clever genes out of the two of us. But seriously, what was she thinking? She knew I had to sacrifice being with Jack because of everything and to protect her and myself. And then she goes ahead and finds this Oliver just like that and forgets the whole plan. Just so disappointing. I think she should be the one here, and you hear her voice and thoughts and all this. I'm sick of covering for her. It's like the circumstances surrounding our parents' death all over again. To be honest, I was slightly surprised at how easy it was and how incompetent the authorities were back then when they investigated the death of our parents. I could even go as far as to say that you guys made it easy to get away with it. I mean, not you personally. I mean, the system at large. Maybe if the deaths were investigated differently and more attention was given to me and my sister at the time, perhaps the path would have ended there. Then this neighbour would maybe still be around and wouldn't have died. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not pointing the finger at anyone for the death of our parents. That does rest exclusively with me. Well, with Annabelle and me. She knew everything, every single detail. But what I'm trying to say, I suppose, is that it would have stopped us in our tracks had the truth come out back then, all those years ago. But it was just all so easy. I guess everyone saw our sad, tearful state, and no one ever thought outside of the box. Maybe it planted something deep within the subconscious at the time, how I could go on to keep protecting both Annabelle and myself from anyone that tried to keep us apart. It was always just Annabelle and I. Two peas in a pod and all that. So you see, all we had was each other to protect at all costs, no matter who or what from. But how funny that it takes a boy, Oliver, to blindside my sister, and I end up sitting here explaining for both of us. Typical Annabelle and typical me, cleaning up all the mess. Anyway, I'm so sorry. I've been rambling. What did you ask me again, officer?
Well, thank you for all of that. But all we needed to start with was if you could state your full name and date of birth for the start of this interview into the investigation of the circumstances surrounding the death of your previous neighbour. But now it would be interesting to understand more about the death of your parents also. Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. Sure. My name is Lucy.